As you know, I'm undergoing treatment, and it's not a new thing. The only surprising thing is when people blow out of proportion and the mistaken treatment for a death sentence. You know, it's inhuman to conclude that. I'm feeling fine. I'm responding well. It takes time. But as you know, all treatments have a process. That's how I feel. All this talk about I'm going to die in 6 months, I'm bedridden, I'm garbage. Those who are coming here on a daily basis to visit me here and engage with me know the state of health I am. In fact, they are shocked by the misrepresentation. But I know this misrepresentation is intended to create a certain impression that Shangri-La is not able to go to the next election because of health reasons. They want to make my health an election issue. And unfortunately, they will not succeed.
So Mr. Shangri-La is raring to go come 2018?
Well, we have always had to go. We have already been working for the last 2-3 years. We have been working to try to rebuild our capacity to be the alternative.
And just tell us briefly about that campaign. How is it going for your party?
Well, I think we've laid down a number of phases. Phase one, we went out there to meet opinion leaders. Phase two, we're driving the agenda to the ward level. Phase three, we are now creating polling station-based activities, recruitment. And we are also focusing on the next voter registration exercise, which is coming, and ensuring that we maximize the registration of voters. Of course, you look at the manner in which there are biases that are trying to be introduced. But anyway, we'll see as we go.
And how about a coalition for the opposition? We note that Zimbabwe now has more than 60 opposition political parties.
I don't know where you get the number 60. But at the end of the day, what is a political party? A political party is not an individual. It is an institution. And with my interaction with other political parties, I have noticed that there are people who say they are political parties when they're just individuals. So, but what we are saying is that there is need for people to have a coalition because we want to institutionalize the fact that the vote that people will take away from ZANU adds to, not subtract to, MDC regular vote.
You had said July 31 is the deadline, at least, to have come up with a coalition of some sort. How is it going?
It's going well. We are targeting that, and we are finalizing that. We are going to have an alliance agreement and announce the alliance with the parties that we have negotiated with. And we are not closing the door. We are saying anyone who wants to join the alliance is free to do so. We are also saying that we need to have an agreement around the policy areas, the agenda for change and transformation that we are looking at. We are also looking at the issue of governance framework. So all those takes time. It's not just a question of signing an MOU. It's a question of negotiating the substantive areas of agreement. So I'm hoping that by next week, we will have finalized and we'll then announce within the next week or two.